Rabbi Yehuda Malmsteen, Parshas Shemini.
There's a story that I read. I haven't heard this story before. It's a very, very simple idea, which I feel is really the mafteach to understanding almost everything about our job, our tafkid, the avoida that a person has to do in not just keeping the Torah, but working on himself. Surah Salanti used to say the following story. There was a man who told his son, when he was going to be bar mitzvah, he said to him, "I want you to know, now you come to shul, it's a different story completely. When now when you come to shul, you've got to stand in your place, you've got to daven, you mustn't talk, you mustn't wander around, you've just got to concentrate on the davening. Absolutely no talking. Do you know why? Because now you're bar mitzvah." He says, "Really? Do you have to do that?" "Yes, you've got to do this. From now on, are you gonna do you understand? You're a bar mitzvah boy, you can't just be like you were till now." So the boy listens to his father. He's good as gold. He stands in his place, he davens, he never talks, he doesn't wander around, he concentrates and focuses on the davening. A few weeks later, his father says to him, "You know, I'm so happy with you. You're really doing a very good job." So he says, "I've got a question, Daddy." "What's your question?" He says, "Daddy, when will you be bar mitzvah?" This should be so long to say this story. "Daddy, when are you going to be bar mitzvah?" So often, darshaning is very easy. Tell Yenna to do something. You do it. You're meant to do it. You believe in it. It's not that you're not sincere. You believe in it. But only when it comes to you, when it comes to the other person. When it comes to yourself, different story completely. I was thinking, how is Negea to Pesach, to Shavuos, and maybe particularly to this Tekufa between Pesach and Shavuos? I had a thought about the first mitzvah which was given to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael were given a mitzvah already while they were in Mitzrayim, before they left Mitzrayim, one mitzvah. The first mitzvah the Yidden were given was, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. You've got to make Nisan the first month, You're meant to calculate your months according to the moon, not according to the sun. Make Kiddush HaChodesh. Bez didn't have to declare it's the new Chodesh. This is the first mitzvah which was given to the Eden. And I was very bothered. I thought to myself, if the Eden are going to be given the first mitzvah while they're still in Mitzrayim, before they've come to the Har Sinai, before they've got the Torah, surely it should be something very, very basic, something fundamental to Yiddishkeit. Why is it something so technical? Just you've got a calendar. Well, so what, you've got a calendar? Big deal, you have a calendar. Of course you need to know that there's a calendar, and you need to know how there's a cheshbon, how you work out the months, and how you work out Yom Tovim. But why is this so important? Why is this the first mitzvah? And the following thought occurred to me. At night time, it's dark. But is it really dark? It's not that dark. You have a moon. But what does the moon tell you besides giving you light? The moon doesn't have any light. It has no light at all. The only light that we have from the moon is just the reflection of the light of the sun. So even though the sun's invisible at night, it is visible. It's visible through the moon. The moon's the indication and the proof the sun is still around. It's just not in front of me. It's there. So you have a world. And the world's a dark world. Where's the Ribbono Shel Olam? I can't see the Ribbono Shel Olam. Got so many kashas on the world. It's interesting, both the Alshech HaKodesh and the Netziv in HaMikdova say that the reason why the Eden had no water for 3 days after crossing the Yamsuf was to teach them the Yisoid of Tzadik V'Ra'aloi. To give them a Mahalach in Tzadik V'Ra'aloi. That's why they had 3 days with no water. They would have kashas. Why is there no water? They needed, Klal Yisrael need to have that Hakdoma straight after coming out of the Yamsa, which is really the end of Yisias Mitzrayim. But at night time, it's dark physically, but the world is dark spiritually. You can't see the Ribbono Shel Olam. So how do you know the Ribbono Shel Olam is there? And the answer is, you've got Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael's existence is a reflection of the light of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we are the Levona. We are the moon of the world. So the first mitzvah we're given is our mission statement. You should know your job is to be the Levona. The job of Klal Yisrael is to be the moon of the world, to tell the world, to declare there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. It says in the Pasuk in Novi, Atem Eidainu Hashem. Al Yisrael's mission is to be witnesses, to testify, to tell the whole world, yes, there is a Bore Olam. This is our mission statement. The world's a dark world, but it's not so dark. There's Klal Yisrael in the world. This could be maybe why it's a mitzvah Rishonah. But after they've got this mission statement, and they're given the mitzvah of Dam Pesach, Dam Mila, you find a very interesting thing about the Korban Pesach. We know Korbonos require Shechita, and they require Zrikas Hadam. Where do you do Zrikas Hadam? You do Agav Mizbeach. Where is the Zrikas Hadam for Korban Pesach? Is it Agav Mizbeach? It's on the Shtei HaMezuzos V'al HaMashgif, on the two doorposts and on the lintel. Why not on the Mizbeach? Why didn't they have to each build a little bomb or a little Mizbeach and do Zrikas Hadam on the Mizbeach? Why is it on the door? What's so significant about the door? The following thought occurred to me. Bilam looked at Klal Yisrael and he said, Ma tov Elecha Yaakov, Mishkan Yisrael Yisrael. What amazing, what wonderful, what's his spilus? Why is he so impressed with Klal Yisrael? He saw them, Matoy Melech Yaakov. No, Chazal say, Roshein Pischei Olem Chuvonim Zu Keneged Zu. He saw the doors are different. Ein Pischei Olem Chuvonim Zu Keneged Zu. The door of this one isn't opposite the door of that one. Big deal. It's just the architect. I mean, what's it got to do with... What's the chashivas of it? The chashivas of Rosh Ein Pischolei Mechavonim Zuk Negetzu is Klal Yisrael have got tznius. Klal Yisrael have got kedusha. What is the kedusha? Kedusha isn't just clothes. The Kedusha is each person is concerned about someone else. He's concerned not to invade someone else's space, not to interfere with the privacy that each person is entitled to. You're entitled to privacy. You're in your house. Why should anyone else look inside? That's Kedusha. So the plate, and it's Mesiras Nefesh. Why is it Mesiras Nefesh? The human being is naturally curious. I want to see what's going on. I hold myself back from my curiosity because I'm feeling for the other person. So this is actually very negative to conversations. You don't always have to ask somebody, what happened? Can you tell me? Tell me the details. Tell me this, tell me that. Maybe he doesn't want to talk about it. You're constantly aware of the need to consider another person's feelings. That's called Mesiras Nefesh. That's a Mizbeach. So the Mizbeach is on that place, on the door. Because on the door is the place where there's this sensitivity. And the door also represents something else. Once you come inside a house, how do you come in? You come through the door. Once you come inside a house, you're constantly concerned with the feelings of the other people in the house. You have to give in to other people's wishes, other people's desires, and other people's kapeda, which might be very, very, very difficult to cope with, but you're willing to do it. That's Mesiras Nefesh. Mizbeach is the place of Mesiras Nefesh. Mizbeach is the place where you're willing to give up, where you sacrifice. You come inside a house, you're making a sacrifice. The sacrifice is consideration of other people's feelings. So that's the Kedusha, which requires Zrikas Hadam. The question is, how does one reach this level of sensitivity, this level of perfection? I once saw in Alei Shur, in Chelik Beis, from Shlomo Volber, he says, he quotes Chosid Yaivetz. Chosid Yaivetz says in his Pirush on Ovos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Chof Aleph, on the Mishnah of Ein Mira, Ein Chochma, he says, Ro'inu Adam Godel B'Teira, Sheb'emes Einoi Chochom Ela Yedea Teira. What's it mean? He says, we saw somebody who's a Godel B'Teira, but he's not a Chochom. He's just somebody who knows Teira. If there's no Hisalus in the person, if there's no transformation, then the Torah hasn't done its job at all. It says in the Mishnah, Ha'ois kol ha'ois b'Torah reizim is'ale, shenem matona nachliyo nachliyo bomois. The his'alus, the transformation, is to do with our connection with the Rabbein Shalom, not just the ideas of Torah. There's a pasuk we say every day in davening, Kivo yismach libeinu, ki v'shem kodshe b'tochen. It says here, the b'tochen has something to do with simcha, and simcha has something to do with b'tochen. Kivo yismach libeinu. Why is there such happiness and joy inside your heart? Ki v'shem kodshe b'tochen. Because you trust in the Rabbeinu Shlom. Well, trust could be theoretical, but is it real? You see it in the midst of simcha. Well, what's the pshat in it? We know all Yom Tovim have one thing in common. Moedim L'Simcha. Pesach is meant to be a happy time. Shavuos is meant to be a happy time. Sukkot is meant to be a happy time. I say meant to be. It's the mitzvah. Is it easy to do it? It's much easier to be machmir in every detail in Hilchos Pesach than to be B'Simcha. Because one of them is in your hands and one of them is in your heart. Says here, Kivashem Kodesh Yivotochna. That's the reason. Kivoy Yismach Libein. So I thought, it's poshut. If you look at all the Yom Tovim, they're all about B'tochen. They're all on the same subject. Pesach is B'tochen. Koyom HaShem, Zuchati Lo Chesed Nuraich, Avos Kulei Saich, Lech Lechachar Ba'midbar, Eretz Leizrua. We were left, went in the midbar with nothing. We trusted the Rebbein Shalom. Pesach is Simcha. Kriyas Yamsav is B'tochen. We jumped into the Yamsav. Double Yisrael Yisrael. Shavuos is B'tochen. We said in Asav Nishma, we had no idea what we're taking on. We just trusted the Rebbein Shalom. I'm giving you a Torah, do you want it? Asav Nishma, we'll just do everything. Betochen. Sukkos is betochen. You've got nowhere to live, no proper place. You're just relying on miracles. You're going outside with Diras Arai. No, there's no security. No security at all. Same Diras Kala, that's betochen. So the way to come to the Dargah of Simcha is Toilam Betochen. Why? You know, if you have any kind of gadget which you can mess around with, there's always one setting which is the default setting. The setting it will go to if you haven't messed with it, if you haven't played with it, if you haven't tampered with it, there's a default setting. What's the default setting of the human being? The answer is happiness. The Raya is a baby. You have any little baby, any type of baby, if the baby's not in pain, and he's not tired, and he's not lonely, and he's not hungry, and he's not thirsty, and he's not too hot, and he's not too cold, he's going to be very happy. So what's the only reason for him not being happy? Because he's in pain. Some kind of pain. That's a human being. A human being is created, is naturally besimcha. So why is it that the normal, regular, ordinary person is not besimcha? The tzaddikim are, Israel tzaddik yishvelev simcha. But the regular people are not very, very happy the whole time. The answer is, because we have worries. Everybody's got worries. Tons of them. And probably most people would say too many of them. Everyone's got worries in their heads. Everyone's got worries. It says in the Pasuk, Ki vo yismach libeinu, ki v'shem kodesh betoch. Ki doesn't necessarily mean because. Ki can mean when. When. You want to know when we could be bo yismach libeinu, ki v'shem kodesh betochnu. When we really have betoch. So how does that betochen become real? Why? What took away from that? So we mentioned before, Shavuos Har Sinai was the moment of betochen because we said Naasev Nishma. That's not the only reason why it's betochen. There's another reason as well. Before we got to Har Sinai, it says Vayichan Shom Yisroel Neged Ahav. Kishachot Bleivechot. What does it mean? Kishachot Bleivechot. It means there was absolutely no sense of rivalry and competition and jealousy, because everyone was totally content that I have whatever I meant to have, whatever I haven't got. It's not because somebody else has taken it away from me. It's because the Rosh Hashanah for some reason or other doesn't want me to have it. It's not because it's been taken away from me. Therefore there was a Vayichan. So when there was no more Vayichan, there's no more Beis HaMikdash. Because like the Ramban says, the reason for the Hashras HaShchin in the Beis HaMikdash was, it was a Hemshech of Maimed Har Sinai. So if Maimed Har Sinai only happened because of Vayichan, so when there's no more Vayichan in the Sinas Chinam, there can't be a Beis HaMikdash. It's not an Oynish. Not simply a punishment, it's just an impossibility. As we said before, ki vo yismach libeinu, ki v'shem kodesh betochnu. The betochen and the simcha aren't just a coincidence, the person has simcha and the person has betochen. It's hobo atalia. So chum rabbis is because of sinas chinam. But this helps us understand this Evan Shleimer, which is so mysterious. And Perek Gimel Gaon says, "Kol averus vachatoim boi mechemdo." Every avera comes from the same thing, from jealousy, mechemdo. K'meshkosv hiloisachmoid koilul kol adibrus v'chol atoira. The last of the aseres adibrus, loisachmoid, it includes every single mitzvah in the whole Torah. V'histapkus. Contentment, shua hepach, which is the opposite of chemda, who yisoid shel kol haTorah kula. It's the yisoid of the whole Torah. For who and what is it? Emuna shleima, real belief, sheloi lidoig daigas mocha, not to be too worried about tomorrow. Doesn't say you mustn't worry. You're allowed to worry about today. Sheloi lidoig daigas mocha. The Daigas Mocha. And here he says the bombshell. Mishalibay toiv midas habitochen. Somebody whose heart is good with bitochen, the mid of bitochen, afal pi sha'oiva averis chamurois, even though he does the worst things, hu yoisa toiv, it doesn't say he's good, but it says he's better, mimisha mechusa bitochen, than somebody who's lacking the bitochen, sha'alideiz e'bori de'ekin of a sinner, afal pi sha'oisa b'terim melas chasotim. All these things are just because he wants a good name, he wants other people to like him, he wants popularity, he wants approval and acclaim. And therefore it's not the real thing. The bitochen is somehow the measure of whether it's real, whether there's a real connection or not. And he brings in the footnote 7, Shlema, that the earlier generations, the time of Bais Rishon, they did Avodah Zorah, and they did Gil Aroyes and Shvichas Domim, but they did something else as well. Very strange, mysterious. Tolu b'tchoinom b'akadosh baruch hu. They had b'tochen. Avodah Zorah, yeah, they did that. Gil Aroyes, they did that too. And Shvichas Domim, they were murderers. But tolu b'tchoinom b'akadosh baruch hu. Nimtza ki ma'aseim ra ma'od. Their actions were extremely wicked. They were very evil. Shikulim biyohorik val yavo, averes chamura shibatayro. V'libam hoyetoyv ma'id. The lay was very good. Shemalas habitochen al kulam. And the achroinim, that means the time by his sheni, oskib atayrim us chasotim. V'limacho, when I see neschino namecho, shikuluskin neschino kekal atayro. Eze pashkutana, v'avtu yach kumoycho. V'hu, it says, is mechoyis habitochen, shikol hakin of asinu menu. It says, all kin of asinu comes from lack of trust, lack of real belief. And that's why the Rishonim Higlu Begimul Malchus, Shesimen Tara Shalahem Mibifnim, the Simen Tuma Shalahem Bachutz, and the Achroinim Begolus Yishmoel, the last ones are in the Golus of Yishmoel, Shinim Shalachazir, is compared to a pig, Shubhepat, Lupeshit Lofov, he shows his feet, Laharoi Simone Tara Shaloi. What can we take out of it? But this big thing of Betoch. So I thought, how does this talk to us? How does it negar to us? You look at Pasha Shmini. Pasha Shmini tells you that not of Navihu brought Eish Zora. Eish Zora Shalitziva Oisom. Who are these people? It says they were greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, greater than Aaron HaKohen. And yet they were consumed with fire because they brought Eish Zora Shalitzivois. What's Pshat? There's a phenomenal Svasemis on this. Svasemis says as follows, Yitochin Loima. It's possible to say, Ki b'nei Yisrael ikdimu nasel nishma kal malachei ha'shoreis. The Yidden, when they said nasel nishma, they were mamash like malochim. Yidden were all like malochim. They said nasel nishma. We're very proud. It's us. We were there. We said nasel nishma mamash kal malachei ha'shoreis. Achakach noflu madregazu v'nema ka'odom temusum. V'nodav aviyu o imachzikim b'dargar ishoinik malochim. Not Raviu was still like the great human being, the greatest of the greatest, like Adam Rishon Koyim Achet, like Klal Yisrael who Maktim Asiel Ishmir. Shenem Oisid Vora Hodel Ishmaya, Vatam Ki Amalach Margish Baatzma Yritzoni Yisborach. The Malach is so sensitive. He feels inside himself what's the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he's called Oser at Sinai. So that's how Nadav Avihu would bring in Eish Zora Shel Hitziva Oisam. So what was wrong with it? Only because Klal Yisrael weren't on that Madrega. That's the only reason why Nadav Avihu were punished. Al Yidei Sheklal Yisrael Lo Yehoyu Madrega Zu Nen Shu Nadav Avihu. And that's the meaning, he says, could be of Ha'ira Halacha B'fnei Rabban. And they said, Mosa Yamusa Shnei Zkenim. In other words, they said that they could be mesaken the anhoga of Klal Yisrael. They could lead Klal Yisrael like Koinim Achet. That's what Notam Aviyu felt, and they were correct. The reason that they couldn't remain in the world was because their level didn't fit the new level of Klal Yisrael. They were on this extremely high level. How's that get to us? In a sense, we all have something of that, a mashu of that, at certain special times. On the Yom Tovim, we are Moedim L'Simcha. What's the Simcha from? The Simcha is from a complete reliance on the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is so total and so complete that all the worries and all the nervousness and all the pain and all the anxiety and all the trauma and everything else which disturbs Simcha is temporarily removed. Somebody asked me, how do you go to sleep at night? So I said, very simple, you lie down, you get on the mattress, you close your eyes, you go to sleep. It's not so simple, is it? I said, well, all you should be doing at the time you go to sleep, the person told me afterwards, they tried and it worked. I said, all you should be doing when you lie down is, you should think to yourself, nothing exists besides me and the mattress. You know, there's nothing else. If you're completely oblivious of everything else that exists in the whole world, every other human being in the world, every other existence in the world, just it's you and the mattress. That's all that exists, then you'll be able to fall asleep. Because people can't fall asleep. They've got worries in their head. They've got anxieties. They've got nervousness. It says here, this Kivoy Yismach Lireni Kishem Kodshim Tochnu, we're not able to have that Madrega of Simcha. The whole time we can't get it. But there's special times when we can be so focused on just Rotz Nashem, on that embrace of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that closeness with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that there's some shaychus with that. The Kivoy Yismach Lireni Kishem Kodshim Tochnu. Between Pesach and Shavuos, we're meant to be being mechin, we're preparing for it. Ramban says this is Chol HaMoed, by the way. It's Chol HaMoed. Between Pesach and Shavuos, it's Chol HaMoed. Pesach is Chol HaMoed. So it's a very special, happy time. Chol HaMoed is a happy time. Oh, no, it's not a happy time at all. 24,000 Talmidim, Rabbi Kiva, and Ifta, Mitzvah Avelus, Lenog Kovet Zelazel. So everyone's disturbed by the obvious question. What does it mean Talmid Rabbi Akiva didn't give cover to each other? And why are you Chayav Misa for that? You're certainly not Chayav Misa for it. What's the Lenog Kovet Zelazel? A Tfi on Talmid Rabbi Akiva. So in Ali Shur, he has a very, very big Yisoid here. He says the Noinog Kovet Zelaze is a Simon Hamuvuk Lekatnus, Chois Adinus Vchois Hashivus. What is Adinus? What is refinement? Refinement is you feel, you're aware of other people and you're aware of yourself. The lack of Kovet to another person is lack of Nichbodo, is lack of dignity for yourself as well. And that's his Mahalach. He says that this Adinus comes from man's awareness that he contains Tzelem Lekim. That he feels that he's filled with Kedusha. He feels that the Bira Olam has put Nishmas Chaim inside him, given him a Chochmas Lev and a Tova Seichel. And that causes him to behave in a different way towards himself and towards others too. So if the Talmid Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva of course was the one who said V'haftarech Kamoicha, he didn't make up V'haftarech Kamoicha, it's Pasuk in Chumash. But he said V'haftarech Kamoicha means there was a dogish on V'haftarech Kamoicha. That was a chesaron in the Talmidim. Maybe one could be masbit like this. I've said many times, a pshat, I haven't seen it anywhere, but I think it's simple. V'haftarech Kamoicha isn't just a mitzvah. It's a statement. You will always see others the way you see yourself. If you hate another person, it's because you hate yourself. If you hate everybody, it's probably because you hate yourself very, very much. I heard recently about somebody, I've never ever heard this about anybody before. Somebody told a very close person, he said, when I come out of shul, I'm warning you, whenever I come out of shul, I will tell you that I hate everybody that I saw. I said, what? Something wrong with the guy? Yeah, there is something wrong with him. But what's the pshat? The pshat is he hates himself. So loinogu kovod zela says, because you don't give enough kovod to yourself. If you love yourself, you will love other people too. When you don't love other people, it's because you don't love yourself enough. You don't love yourself enough. You don't see enough goodness in yourself. If you saw goodness, Vavrech makes a statement. You will always love other people just as you love yourself. You will. It's all automatic. This is part of the Stach of Eraisa Bar Alma. So Loinogu Kovod Zela says means they didn't give Kovod to themselves. What does Kovod mean? Kovod means Harocha Ruchni. It means that you value yourself in a spiritual way. That you realize, you understand what it means to be a human being. You understand Yuchat Gadlus Odom. So the days between Pesach and Shavuos are the days when it's most essential to work on Harocha Ruchni, on valuing a person, valuing yourself. If you value yourself, you automatically give cover to others. There's another reason for it as well.
Why the Chayav
Misa? Sorry?
Why were the Chayav Misa then?
So, it doesn't mean they were Chayav Misa. They died because they couldn't. They couldn't be Mamshech the Torah. The tachlis of giving over the Torah was toiler on Harocha Ruchni and being Marech Ruchni. So they couldn't do that. So Kulan Mesu Perekzer, the Kulan Mesu Perekzer, they say Poshe Pshat is because it's Hazman which is Mesugul. So, and if you don't use the Skulas Hazman, then that is Makatrik. It's the Skulas Hazman. Between Pesach and Shavuos, it's Hazman of Tikkun, it's Hazman of Hachona. It's one to get yourself ready for Shavuos. Straight away, it's Yisroel Chag today. Straight away getting yourself ready for Shavuos. Think straight away. Matan Torah. Not just cheesecake. But Matan Torah. Matan Torah is coming. How will I get myself ready for Matan Torah? The answer is through Harocha Ruchni. Harocha Ruchni comes from seeing other people. I think there's another reason for it too. It's about shortages. Last night, do you want chometz? Lines. Queuing. I have to buy. Why do you need it? You manage 8 days without it. No, I need to have some bread. Can you bake some bread? Can you get me some bread? No, there's a limit. You can only have this number. What's it all about? There's a shortage. If somebody isn't giving cover to another person, it's because he thinks when he gives cover away to another person, he's got less cover for himself, when it's exactly the opposite, he's got more cover for himself. He himself is mechubad. He is mechubad. The person doesn't give the cover to Yenu because he thinks he's going to lose from it. He thinks if he's marach Yenu, if he's mshabeach Yenu, if he says, "Oh wow, you're fantastic, you're marvelous," then he becomes less. When it's punk faker, it's the opposite. He becomes more. There's possibly also the beginning of that avoida is Leila Seder. When Leila Seder, we say, "B'chol amarbe l'sapa b'tzias Mitzrayim areizim mshubuch," that you become more praiseworthy because you're giving praise. That you're not losing anything by giving praise. On the contrary, hareizem mshubuch, you are more mshubuch because you're giving shevach, because you're giving praise. So if loinogu kovod zela zeh, you don't, if I'm mechabed yenem, then ich bin agonish. It's not true. Adarab, if you're not mechabed yenem, b'sach agonish. If you are mechabed yenem, that faker makes you a somebody. Then you're somebody. Because you're not mechabed. You weren't mechabed. Now what are you already? And this is the side that lies inside the loinogu kovod zela zeh. We find, the Chayzim Re'orcha Mechomo, you go back from a war, for Avera B'yod. What sort of Avera? Soch bein tefillah le'tefillah. You can't keep quiet, it's only a few seconds. Yad fil sharof. Is it such a massive Nisoyim? Huge challenge to keep quiet those few seconds. Keep quiet the whole of Davening Melo, okay? Nisoyim. But just those few seconds between Tefillah Shayad, Tefillah Shirosh, and for that, Chayzim Re'orcha Mechomo. So they say the side is the Yad and the Rosh mean the Moich and the Lev. There's so many things we have in our head we don't have in our hearts. So Bitochen is the Raya that something's in your hearts. The fact that you give a harocha ruchni shiyen, and you think, you know, he's a fantastic person. You say, he's marvelous. No, he says he's just a regular person. He's not. There's no such thing as a regular person. Firstly, nobody's regular. But besides that, nobody's regular, because no one's the same. Everyone's unique. But to be mevatel, to be put down the person, that's gufa, the biggest chesaron. So it's the soch bein tefillah. Tefillah means he talked between shel yad and shel rosh. Shiyad is your hand, the things that the physical. Sharosh is what's in your mind. Or you can say it the other way around, the yad is kind of the lev, is this. The emotions, it's the gap between what we say and what we feel. We say lots of things, we say all sorts of good things. We say we're getting ready, we say with Marich Ruchnius, but what about the reality? Like that man in the Rabbi Shlomo Salanter story, he was telling his son, you know, you've got to sit still in shul, and you've got to daven, and you mustn't talk, you mustn't wander around, your eyes mustn't go out of the siddur. And the father believes in all those things. Why doesn't the father do those things himself? And the answer is the Moach and the Lev, a billion miles apart. The Baruch Hashem didn't give us the Torah straight after going out of Mitzrayim. Even though he says in the Pasuk he was going to, it says, "Boitziachas om Mitzrayim tavnas lakim al arazeh." Well, it didn't happen so quickly at all. It was 7 weeks in between. Why was it 7 weeks in between? The answer is because it takes a lot of time to work on that gap between your hearts and your actions. How do you do it? And the answer is actually because the mind and the body are connected. And this is a famous Sefer HaChinuch on the Mitzvah Shir Se'etzem, Ha'odam Nifal Kvi Puloisov, that everything we do changes our feelings, our emotions. So when it says, Eizeh Mechubad HaMechabad Sabriyas, maybe he's only doing it because he wants to be Mechubad. Maybe the person only was married B'tzias Mitzrayim because he wants to be Meshuvach. He wants to go and tell his friend, you know what time I finished Seder last night at 5 o'clock in the morning. Wow, you must be such a big tzaddik. I didn't realize. I thought you were a regular person. I finished Seder so late. Kolamah B'tzias B'tzias Mitzrayim is Meshuvach. But what it's saying is, Ha'odom Nifal Kvi Puloisov. Therefore, we can actually change our emotions and our feelings through changing our behavior. So by davening, we become more balei b'tochen. By generosity towards other people, which means overcoming the natural tendency to be selfish. Everybody's naturally selfish. Everybody's naturally concerned with, if I give it away, I won't have it anymore. So the Torah tells us all sorts of promises and wonderful things, reassurances, asetase, aset b'shvil shetis asher, but it's still hard. The person's got tons of money, it's very, very hard for him to give away a mice. Even though he says, no, it's an investment, that's tasa, and it's for the void of my ball. Him calls it, it's still a big nisoyan. But ha'odom nifal kvi puloisov. The action of generosity generates bitochen. The action of tefillah generates bitochen. Tzoka generates bitochen. And even talking bitochen makes bitochen happen. Even if you just talk bitochen, you say, it'll be alright, it's alright, Be'ez Hashem, it'll be okay. And it's not in your heart at all, because it's way, way, way above your level. It will still have an effect. And that explains the Rambam's Nusach HaGod. The Rambam's Nusach HaGod is not, Kol Amar Be'Esav B'Tzias Mitzrayim Hareisim Meshubach. No, sorry, the Rambam, Chayvom Nirisat Megiliyotz Mitzrayim. The Rambam doesn't say Chayvom Nirisat Megiliyotz Mitzrayim. The Rambam says Chayvom Laharis Esatzma. Why? Because Laharis Esatzma is a billion, billion times easier than Liris Esatzma. Liris Esatzma is to transform yourself, to feel I can't left Mitzrayim. Laharis Esatzma is put on a good show. The Rambam is saying it's kedai to put on a good show. It will do something to you. Chayvon Naharis is out to Mekiliyotz Mitzrayim. And that's, I think, during this tkufa between Pesach and Shavuos, the Laharis is out to that we're working on the Nohu Kovetz Elazar. Even if inside our hearts, no, maybe he doesn't deserve it. Maybe you're worried, Taka, that if you give cover to Yenim, it will take away from your own cover of oats. Not like that. Im kol zeh, odom lefakfi, puloise, will have a good effect on us. This should be our achana for Shavuos, which we should be busy working on now. It's not enough to count Sfira. It has to also make Sfira count. I'm going to turn the audience.